Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Have the storms of life left you in a distant place of heartache, fear, or distress? Join Celebration Tabernacle Church for our Follow the Yellow Brick Road Easter Play and Resurrection Sunday celebration, April 20th, 10 a.m. at the Space Coast Convention Center. Be ready for powerful praise and worship, glorious dance, and a life-changing message. We will see the salvation of many souls Easter Sunday.
His command is for mankind, you and I, to be fruitful, to be productive in all years of our lives. This is God's requirement, that we become productive in all years of our life. You cannot exercise dominion over the earth unless you are fruitful. An unfruitful life have no dominion in the earth. Let me say it again. To have what? Dominion. The only way you can have dominion in this earth, in the earth that I'm living in, you must be productive. Productive people have dominion. They have power. Unproductive people has no power. Be fruitful and multiply. Have dominion. Take charge. God creates you and I to do that. That's why we need to understand what it means to be fruitful, what it means when God says it. God wants us to rule. He wants you and I to rule in all areas of our lives. Each one have our own area of influence. Each one of us here have our own area of influence. My area of power is not yours. And yours is not mine. But it all spelled the same way, power. You got it? God wants us to have dominion. In order for us to have dominion, to have power, we must have seed. No fruit unless there is seed. We have been given seed. God will never ask you, me, to do anything without giving us the resource, the ability to do it. There's no way God is going to tell us to be fruitful and multiply if he don't give you and he don't give me seed to do so. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. While the earth remains, there will be what? Seed time and harvest. There will be cold and heat. There will be winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Let's just look up there for a bit here. Why this is so important. While there is the earth, there's something else. There's seed. So if there's the earth, there is what? Seed. If there is the earth, there is time. So the earth is governed. Oh, you got to see it. The earth is governed by seed and time. The earth have these two. The herd is governed by seed and time. If there's no time, we can't do anything. So we rule by time. I'm following this morning. We rule by time. So the world is governed by time, 24 hours in a day. You go to bed and you got to get up. Seed, time. So if there's seed and there's time for that seed to develop, there's also what? Harvest. So you see it run? You cannot have the harvest if there's no seed. You cannot have your harvest if there's no time. Because you got to give the what? The seed what? Time. So there's seed and there's time. He who have the seed and the time have the what? The harvest. So if you're not having harvest, ask yourself a question. Do I have seed? Or do I have time? And if I have seed and I have the time, why don't I have the harvest? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 and 11. Now may he who what? Supply seed to the sower. There are no escape. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. He says in Genesis chapter 1, 28, be what? Fruitful. And multiply. Why? Because he supplied what? Seed. Why did he say to be fruitful and multiply? Because he supplied seed. Genesis chapter 8 says, as long as the earth remains, there is always going to be what? Seed. There's always going to be time. No excuse. Those two is key. To live here. Remember, we live where? In this earth, not in heaven. God loves me, God loves you, right? So wherever he put us, he loves us. And he's a good what? Father, right? He's a what kind of father? A good father that provides for his children. So if we are in heaven, he's a good father providing for us. If we are in earth, he's a good father providing for us. Come on, somebody. Are you with me this morning? So we don't have to say, when I go to heaven, then everything's going to be okay. Well, when you're in earth and do what he says, everything will be okay. The only reason why it's not okay here, because we fail to do what he says. Fail to do what he says. I struggle and I feel pain because I fail to do what he says. Fail to do. When we fail to do what the Father says, then we now reap the consequences. You get it? God loves us. He has everything for us that pertain to life and godliness. He has given unto you and I. He would never leave us in this earth realm to suffer. He put us here and give us rules. So you see that? Follow with me this morning. He put us here and he gives us what? Rules. But we don't want to live by rules. And if you say, we live by rules, you're lying. We only want to live by our own rules. We get ourselves in trouble because we want to live by our own rules. We want to plan it out our own way. We don't want to follow his way. Well, Lord, he says this, but I got another plan. He says, yeah. Now may he who supply the seed to the sower, and here the other part, the bread for food. Give us two things, seed and what? bread for what? Food. Pastor Dada said, "Don't, you can't plant the bread. They're separate. He give you the seed, and he give you the bread. And he tells you what you should do with them. He says, the bread is for food. Eat it. And supply and multiply what? The seed. Just think how the Bible sets up. It didn't say multiply the bread. It multiply the what? The seed. So if the seed is multiplied, there's plenty of what? Bread. If the bread is multiplied, there is a lack of seed. Money will fail. When the money fails, this is it. Money is a seed. When the Bible says, when the money fails, it means the money represents seed. When you don't have it, you can't find bread. Try going to Walmart and take a loaf of bread without money and see what happens. I've visited you at shop. You can't go to the gas station, fill your tank up without seed. You got to have money. Know the difference. This one is for bread. This one is to sow. But what we do, the one to sow, we use it for what? Bread. Then the money failed. The money run out. Seed will never run out. Put that in your note. The seed will what? Never run out. As long as the earth remains, there will be seed. So it will never what? Run out. The one that run out is the bread, not the seed. The seed is the producer of the bread. The bread is not the producer of the seed. The bread is the harvest. Somebody get in this here this morning. Look at verse 11. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which cause thanksgiving us to God. It says, when you do the sowing and not eating the seed, you will become what? Liberal in your giving. You will be grateful. You will be thankful. Because you know, the more you sow, the more you receive. The more you sow is the more you reap. You know, reaping comes from sowing. Reaping comes from what? Sowing. So when I sow, I reap. When I sow, I reap. And I reap over time. So I had to sow and protect what I sow. And then come the harvest. Understanding why he says be fruitful and multiply. Why he says that? You know now. Because he gives you what? Seed. Why he says to be fruitful and multiply? Because he gives you what? Seed. So you have seed. There's no excuse. And if you have seed, you're supposed to have fruit.
Have the storms of life left you in a distant place of heartache, fear, or distress? Join Celebration Tabernacle Church for our Follow the Yellow Brick Road Easter Play and Resurrection Sunday celebration, April 20th, 10 a.m. at the Space Coast Convention Center. Be ready for powerful praise and worship, glorious dance, and a life-changing message. We will see the salvation of many souls Easter Sunday. Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.